From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Rono Cultural Endowment. See more at ronoculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Morano. Roanoke Ballet Theater presents Snow White at Jefferson Center this Saturday and Sunday, both 2 p.m. matinees. The music score isn't from any one composer, says Curry Keplin, an RBT dancer and a development officer.
Really kind of all over the place, but in a really fun way. So there's a lot of variety and some like really iconic pieces, like all kind of pulled in together to be really quite seamless and quite exciting.
It's opening weekend this Friday through a Sunday matinee for The Importance of Being Earnest at the Bear Theater in downtown Roanoke on the community high school stage. Oscar Wilde's classic and witty play about finding true love while poking fun at upper crust Victorian era types. Aisha Mitchell is the director.
There has been all kinds of fussing with genders and relationships within the show over the years. Oscar Wilde, of course, was gay. A lot of his works, I believe, touch on the edge of the themes that we're outwardly portraying now. Yeah, this is not a new concept.
The Importance of Being Earnest is back June 20th through the 22nd as well. See BearTheater.com for tickets. Get ready for Bevs and Bites June 16th through the 22nd in downtown Roanoke with a focus on appetizers, small plates, cocktails, wine, and local craft beers. Special deals are available at participating venues. Joya Garris is with Downtown Roanoke, Inc.
This is our first year doing it. We thought it would be an interesting way to get people out and enjoy the social scene. I mean, we do have the restaurant week, but that's more full menus, and not all of our businesses have full course meals, or maybe during the summer you just want to pop in and get a drink and a little snack.
A first-time event this Friday through Sunday, Noke Fest, 3 days of music, arts, and the outdoors, including camping, on a farm in Roanoke County near Dixie Caverns. Ross Hamas is with Noke Fest.
We reached out to the guy who owns the farm out off 460 right on the Roanoke River. It just looked like an amazing location, and they'd already had a stage and some of the infrastructure already built from previous events they had done, and it just seemed like a great opportunity.
See NokeFest.com for the performer lineup, schedule, and tickets. Broadway in Roanoke has announced its 2025-26 season at the Berglund Performing Arts Theater. Between February and June next year, Hadestown, Riverdance, The New Generation, Clue, and a musical comedy version of Mrs. Doubtfire. Robert Knight is with the Berglund Center.
Like, they'll still have billboards in Times Square as they're being played here in Roanoke. So it's really important, and we work really hard with our partner, Nederlander, to bring the best quality shows here back to Roanoke.
The 2025-26 season at the Berglund Performing Arts Theater begins this November 20th. 5th with Dolly Parton's Smoky Mountain Christmas Carol. Freedom Steppin' at the Community Arts Reach Center in Roanoke this Saturday at 8 p.m. Bring your cowboy or cowgirl boots. Prizes for Best Step and Best Line Dance Group. It's also a celebration of Black liberation, unity, and pride. This Friday at the Salem Civic Center, the final Roanoke Symphony Orchestra concert of the season is Queens of Soul in the RSO Pop Series. RSO Music Director and Conductor David Stewart Wiley.
A wonderful group of women joining us for great tribute to Aretha Franklin, Tina Turner, Patti LaBelle, and more. Great, great stuff.
And at the Salem Museum this Thursday night at 7, Whispered Echoes, Tales Across Time, Folk Tales, Fairy Stories, and Personal Narratives. It's free. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, I'm Matt Shields with Mill Mountain Theater. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the cultural calendar. Mill Mountain Theater is Roanoke's only professional theater and has something for everyone. Comedy, drama, musicals, concerts, the Fringe series, youth shows, classes, camps, and more. Go to millmountain.org for more info.